The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Texas has officially released their new redistricting map. In this new redistricting map from Texas, 5 new Republican seats will be created. Here is what it will look like when it's done and signed. You could see it's bright red, as it should be. And then there's just 5 tiny little liberal pockets, or maybe four or five, as it should be, really. And that's how Texas really is. And Trump, again, these 5 new districts that they're creating carried them by 10 or more points, 2 of them by more than 15. So they're not flipping. There's really no danger of that for Republicans. By the way, an interesting point of data as well on these new districts, 4 out of the 5 are massive majority Hispanic districts. So you can thank Hispanics for voting Republican, and you can also thank Democrats for being so awfully horrible at reaching out to them. It's something I've talked about a lot on the show in the past, but Hispanics are very conservative culturally, even fiscally in many cases. And the legal immigrants, not the illegal ones, but the legal ones from Latin America, are fantastic MAGA patriots and make a huge difference in Florida and in Texas. Democrats have no idea how to combat this. Hakeem Jeffries was just announced. He's the, you know, the House Minority Leader. He is going to Texas to meet with Democrats on how to stop it. However, there's really nothing they can do at this point because Republicans, all they have to do is just vote yes on it in their legislature, and they have super majorities there, and they most certainly will. So the big counterpoint from the Dems with all of this is, oh yeah, well, we're going to do this in the blue states. That's what they're all saying. That's, of course, what Gavin Newsom is saying right now, because he's trying to run for president, so he's trying to be in the news as much as possible. He put out a tweet with this picture, and he said, quote, Donald Trump asks for 5 seats, and Greg Abbott automatically bends the knee. The 2026 election is being rigged. California won't sit back and watch this happen. So again, by his own definition, he's saying now he wants to rig 2026. Kind of weird. Well, the X account, it's called End Wokeness, made an excellent post kind of going against Gavin Newsom, and it went completely viral. Basically what it shows, and I'm going to show in a second, they showed blue states and talked about the percentage of people in that state that are Republican versus how much representation they actually get. Here is what that was. This is what the post said. And if you're just listening, I'm going to read off what it says. It says, Democrats rigged the maps to maximize their share of congressional seats. It is absolutely justified for us to do it too. I agree. But this is where it gets crazy. They go through all of the states, and I'm just going to read through them. California, 40% of the state is Republican. They only get 17% of the seats. Massachusetts, 35% are Republican, 0% of the seats. Connecticut, 38% are Republican, but 0% of the seats are. New York, 42% are Republican, only 26% of the seats are Republican. New Jersey, 43% are Republican, but only 25% get seats. 38% are Republican in Maryland, but only 12% of the seats are Republican. New Mexico, this one is crazy. This one for sure needs to be fought. New Mexico's 44% are Republican, 0% get seats. Hawaii, 30% of the state is Republican, 0% of the seats. Oregon, 42% is Republican, 16% get actual seats. 38 in Washington and only 20 in seats. And Rhode Island, also horrible, 38% of Rhode Island are Republican, and there are 0 seats that are Republican. So if you want to see what this actually looks like on a map, here is Illinois, which is famously gerrymandered by Democrats. This is just a good example of what you see. So in the bottom part, what you can see is, yeah, like there's some crazy things. I mean, they're weird shapes. for sure. But if you zoom in over at Chicago in the top right, it's insane. Like, you can't even begin to analyze that. I don't even know what's happening there. And again, Illinois is famously gerrymandered by Democrats. It's obviously controlled by Democrats. And so the bottom line is this. What are you going to do that hasn't already been done, Democrats? Like, we're seeing, like, many states that have 30 to 40% Republican in the state with zero representation whatsoever. So what are you going to do? All the blue states are already gerrymandered. The red states are just catching up, in my opinion. Here's a current district map in Texas, by the way, just to give you an idea of how it really is just catch up. This is in the heart of Dallas, essentially. These are areas that I actually used to live fairly close to this. And this is like the craziest shape imaginable. And this is the kind of thing that is going to be changed under the new redistricting map. This is not going to happen anymore, because what's happening in Texas is there are too many Democrats being represented by districts like this. And that's, again, in a red state. So again, I've said this before, the gerrymandering is fine. I actually don't care. Everyone is going to call what they don't like gerrymandering. That's just the reality. So I think redistricting is a political tool. It already has some checks and balances. In Texas, it has to go through the legislature already. They have to actually come up with a map. They only have 30 days to do it. If they can't get it done, it doesn't get done. And then the legislature has to unilaterally agree that it's what they want. So there's already checks and balances on it. And I think it's just baked into our politics on the left and on the right. So again, I've got no problem with Democrats or Republicans doing it. I just have a problem with Democrats whining about it when they've done it for decades on end. And you can see that in all of the things I just showed you. Florida, for instance, is also looking at redistricting. Take a look at this map. And this is what it is right now. It looks normal. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong about this. This is what it will be after what they've proposed. Both very reasonable. And this is what I mean by you can call anything gerrymandering. That second image to me looks more normal, frankly. And so I don't think it's crazy at all for Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature to, the legislature to go after this. But the original image is not bad either. And so it'd be very easy for Republicans to look at the first image and say, yeah, that's a little bit of a weird shape. That's gerrymandering. And the second one, you know, Democrats could say the same thing. And the bottom line is, I just don't care. Call it gerrymandering if you want. I just think it's a political tool and you can use it to get your voters more political power. That is ultimately why Gavin Newsom is calling it rigging the election. And I think it's ridiculous, because at the end of the day, it's not taking people's right to vote away. It's just simply changing the districts and allowing political parties to actually be represented by a certain amount of people. I think in Texas, Florida, Ohio, all those places, it's very, very reasonable. And again, Democrats can try to fight it, but the reality is they're already doing it. So I don't see what they're going to be able to do more than, like, New Mexico, 0% of Republicans are being represented. You can't gerrymander New Mexico anymore. You can't gerrymander Hawaii or Rhode Island more than it already is. So good luck with that. I think the gerrymandering has a huge impact, but at the end of the day, it's just still people voting. People are still going to decide who their representative is by a majority vote. Democrats don't even hold open primaries anymore for president, so maybe Gavin should just cool it on talking about democracy. Big decisions come with blind spots, and the partner of this show, Gray Ledger, finds them for you. Whether you're hiring a key person, taking on a new venture, or navigating personal logistics with long-term impact, Gray Ledger builds intelligence around your options and quietly pressure tests your plan. If you need research, risk analysis, discreet third-party handling, it is done. Gray Ledger, quiet counsel, and smart execution. Go check them out right now at grayledger.carrd.co or go to the link in the description below. Oh, Chuck Schumer is at it again, guys. He thinks that black people are incapable of going and getting an ID. That's what he says. And again, that requiring people to show ID to vote is Jim Crow. Take a look.
Not going to let them revert to Jim Crow. And if you don't think they want to revert to Jim Crow, just look what they did in the SAVE Act, which went back to Jim Crow for the whole nation. By so making it hard, they said you need ID, and they made it so hard to show ID that probably half the people in America couldn't vote. We wouldn't let it pass.
It is so hard to get an ID in America, guys. So hard, in fact, that I've had an ID since I was 16 years old. It's called a driver's license. But Chuck Schumer, for whatever reason, thinks black people can't go to the DMV. I still don't know the justification for why they can say things like that, because it's ridiculous. We all know the real reason why he says it. Of course, it's because he wants fraudulent voting to be possible. He does not want our elections to be safe. But Chucky also says Republicans want to revert to Jim Crow. He says that in that video. And my question is, why would Republicans want to revert to Jim Crow? There has been, if you look at the data, a huge shift in the last 20 years for black folk voting Republican. Even during Obama, it flipped more towards Republicans. So in 30 years, black folk won't even be voting for Democrats at all if the trends continue. Another area where Democrats are running screaming is on immigration, of course. I have to show you this video. It's the best of the week. It's really one of the best videos I've seen in a long time. A journalist asks Keir Starmer, who's the UK prime minister, he's sitting down with Trump, and he asks this journalist asked Keir Starmer if he was embarrassed at how well Trump was handling immigration while the UK struggles and flounders. Take a look.
The president makes it look easy dealing with illegal migration. You must be envious of his record in such a short period of time.
Well, I think we've been discussing irregular, illegal migration is a huge issue in both of our countries, in the United Kingdom. It is a real cause for concern, and that's why we must bear down on it.
This is what leftists do. They say it's important because they know, obviously, how deeply unpopular their immigration policy really is, their real policy, what they actually believe. But then they let illegal immigrants in so that they can grant them amnesty and get their votes. That is the plan, but they can't actually say that out loud because they know it's unpopular. Ironically, here in the United States, I think the worst thing that could happen for Democrats on immigration is a Democrat winning the presidency in 2028. And the reason why is because it would be so night and day different from how Trump is handling things, just like Joe Biden. And we've already seen that, but seeing it again, I think, would be even more stark, seeing it revert back to what it was for Joe Biden. Americans now know that it is possible under a president to have essentially zero illegal immigration. So for a Democrat to come in 2028 and inevitably open the border, as they always do, it would destroy their credibility forever. I am excited to announce that the Josh Carr Show is on We The Free. We The Free is a conservative streaming platform that allows shows like mine to say whatever I want without big tech trying to censor me. And they have fantastic content over there, from political commentary like my show to other, it's a lot of Second Amendment content for seasoned veterans, as well as people who are just getting into firearms like myself. So go check it out right now. Head to the link in the description below to support conservative media as we fight to take back the American culture from the legacy media. Thank you so much for watching this episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it, and tune in every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains, or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.